The Permian Basin has been the world's fastest-growing major oil region over the past 2 years. But now, many independent producers who had once been so successful in the shale play are facing setbacks, while oil supermajors seem to be operating just fine in the area. Bloomberg's energy editor and Houston bureau chief, Joe Carroll, joins me from Houston to discuss what we can expect from the key shale play in the second half of the year. Great to have you on, Joe.
Thanks, Jessica.
So looking at second quarter earnings, supermajors like Chevron and Exxon revealed strong oil output in the Permian Basin. In fact, Exxon's Permian production almost doubled. So what has led these companies to operate so well and so efficiently in the basin?
Well, it's been an interesting evolution. Exxon and Chevron, and for that matter, all the supermajor oil companies initially were very skeptical that shale could work on a large scale. So they've been quite late to the game. It wasn't until the independent drillers proved shale could produce lots and lots and lots of oil that Exxon and Chevron saw the light. They began building their own expertise, partially through acquisitions, partially through sort of interior cultivation, and that took quite some time. Took years. At the same time, Exxon and Chevron were amassing big portfolios of drilling rights So once they had these shale units fully built, they were off to the races.
Interesting. But at the same time that we see these majors expanding in the Permian and operating so well, we're seeing large independent drillers like Contra Resources, for example, really seeming to struggle to operate in the region. So, what are some of the more recent challenges that these producers are facing?
Yeah, you mentioned Concho, and they had always been regarded as this sort of a bulletproof Permian pure play. They were the hot shots. They were based in Midland, which is sort of the unofficial capital city of the Permian out in West Texas. They were someone that everybody else out there, all the other independent drillers, really wanted to emulate. So a few days ago, it was a huge shock when Concho came out and disclosed that this experimental drilling project had suffered some very serious setbacks. What they had done to get into the technical details, they drilled wells so close together that each well interfered with the other one's flows, which is a major mistake. It disrupted their future growth plans, and it damaged their reputation, as technical experts. In the industry, they call these crowding situations child parent wells. It's becoming more and more common, and it's forcing the independent sector to rethink how they do things. I mean, just as a measure of how serious the problem was for Concho, it wiped out $6.5 billion worth of market cap in less than a week.
Wow. So that is one very interesting challenge that it seems like different producers that were able to operate so well are facing. But despite these struggles, it does seem that, many producers are still confident on the overall outlook for U.S. shale. Bloomberg TV spoke with Occidental CEO Vicky Holub during the second quarter, where she responded to Russia President Vladimir Putin's claim that under $40 a barrel, shale's going to get hurt. Let's take a listen.
I say, I don't know when world leaders are going to stop challenging the innovation and ingenuity of U.S. oil companies. By the way, the reality is, we already have wells that are economical and deliver double-digit rates of return at less than $40.
So what can we expect in terms of production growth out of the U.S. and especially within the Permian in the second half of the year?
The Permian is still a juggernaut despite the setbacks we talked about. Even with the current challenges, technical and economic, production there is going to continue to boom, probably at a slower rate. But, the Permian is still, its production is in millions of barrels. It would be a respectable member of OPEC all on its own. So it's safe to say the Permian will continue to dominate North American output, definitely to the frustration of OPEC and its Russian allies.
While the U.S. government is forecasting Permian crude production at 4.21 million barrels a day this month, now that is the highest in data going back to 2007, so this will be very interesting to watch closely going forward here. Joe, thanks very much for joining me. This is one of the topics we're watching in commodities for the week ahead. In New York, I'm Jessica Summers.